This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A 26-year-old German YouTuber called Rezo released a 55-minute video critiquing the ruling party that's now been viewed by 9 million. The lack of transparency by the United Way in raising money in the name of Sandy Hook, Connecticut victims, and then redirecting 35% of the money elsewhere continues to be a lesson learned for other disaster and tragedy-impacted communities. In 1865, General William T. Sherman promised 40 acres and a mule as the Civil War wound down, redistributing a huge tract of Atlantic coastline to black Americans. President Abraham Lincoln and Congress gave their approval, and soon 40,000 freedmen in the South began to plant. With Lincoln's assassination, his successor Andrew Johnson rescinded the order and returned the land to the former owners. Congress made another attempt at compensation, but Johnson vetoed it. By age 45, nearly one in four women in the U.S. will have had an abortion, despite a steep decline in abortion rates since 2008 due to increased availability of contraceptives. In a list of the nation's struggling universities based on the expected graduation rate versus the actual rate, among the worst 15 on the list are the University of Central Arkansas in Conway, the University of Houston, Henderson State in Arkansas, University of Central Oklahoma, University of New Orleans, and the University of Wyoming. There are now 80,000 little free libraries in more than 90 countries. The states with the highest divorce rates are Nevada, followed by Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Idaho, and a three-way tie for fifth place between Alabama, Arkansas, and Kentucky. The average amount per student by which predominantly white U.S. school districts receive more funding than non-white districts is $2,226 per year. Surveys find that one-third of parents say they would pay someone to take an admissions test to get their children into a good college. 25% say they would pay college officials directly. The average percentage win rate for a presidential administration in court cases involving the adoption of new regulations is 69%, but for the Trump administration, it is only 5.6%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.